This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish, Hillary Clinton. Careful, George Soros. Careful, Lord Rothschild. Careful what you wish. You just might get it. Top story on DrudgeReport.com. Burning hot. Hitlery. And the video of the Bernie supporters that absolutely hate her guts. And then we've got the video coming up. I'm going to play at the bottom of the hour this video. We have James O'Keefe joining us, the one, the only, Project Veritas, with devastating video, talking to delegates, and we just ran into one of them again today, bragging about how they're going to get the guns, but they've got to use moderate language to fool people, but that she's talked to Hillary, and they're going to get the guns. Then we ran into her today. So O'Keefe did this, shot this a few days ago and put it out. Now we ran into her in real time, in live time. And it's amazing. They've even got cops assigned to this lady, I guess. Her name, the Clinton alternate delegate, Mary Bayer, called a Project Veritas reporter. But they don't want to make everybody mad. I have to paraphrase what she said. There's a cuss word in it. And so they basically are hiding the truth from the public before they get into office. Look, we know you're coming for the guns. We know you're coming to sew the country up for tyranny. We know you want to put 4 to 5 Supreme Court justices in. You must be defeated. The good news is we went to California and other states, and we could not hardly, I mean, I'm talking 1 out of 10 on election day, 2 out of 10 saying they were for Hillary in exit polls. I mean, it was a total landslide. One of the biggest trouncings, one of the biggest repudiations of the establishment ever seen. And ladies and gentlemen, they found in major studies that exit polls are within 3% accurate. We sent Leanne McAdoo and others out to the exit polls. 2 out of 10 said they were for Hillary. And I thought that was a big story, but it got overshadowed when it came out in the New York Daily News. I can't believe I'm even saying this. It's so bombshell. I mean, we knew it was happening, but it was even in the news, and nothing happened, that they met at a rich person's house with CNN and AP, who runs the, quote, voter news services, and they decided, talking to the superdelegates, what the numbers would be that night on TV. The election the next day meant nothing, and we knew that happened in other states like New Hampshire, but they did it in front of everyone, and then I said, who are these Democrats? Why would they ever throw out the elections in America and allow something like this to happen? Don't they understand the unprecedented peril? What comes next? And slowly it bubbled. The media kept saying, and I kind of still bought into it. I should know this, all lies. Like, oh, all the Bernie people agree now. They're not really mad. They're going to go for Hillary because they hate Trump. And I knew that was a talking point, but I thought they were jellyfish. I thought they wouldn't stand up. Again, Rob Deuce, separate reporter, he goes, I've talked to almost 100 people, and 80% are for Sanders. Inside the DNC area, on the street, there's demonstrations everywhere. Almost no one supporting Hillary. Folks, Bernie Sanders got 80% of the vote. Bernie Sanders, you can't ever, she'd have rallies, and there'd be the maximum 2,000 or 3,000, usually 500, sometimes like 50 or 20. You saw the articles on Drudge and Daily Caller and Breitbart and InfoWars. We sent reporters all over the country. I mean, you don't have 20,000, 30,000 people, sometimes 50,000 at a Bernie Sanders event. I don't know, race, color, and creed. And then Hillary's got 1,000 on average, and then she's winning. It's not true. It'd be like if you had a restaurant with, you know, one car at it in rush hour, and the other restaurant's got 100 cars. Which restaurant's got better food? You know which one when you drive into a town. Don't need to look at Yelp or TripAdvisor or, you know, some kind of restaurant, gastropod site. You look at the place with the most cars.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's another exclusive from the Titan of investigative journalists, ProjectVeritas.com's James O'Keefe. And he's got them in a stranglehold. His organization brought down Akron and has brought down so many other criminal operations. They've tried to put him in prison. They have attacked him. They've done a lot of things he doesn't want to get into. Why talk about what the enemy's doing? We talk about what we're up to. And he's a hero, and he's there in Philadelphia. He joins us till the bottom of the hour. Just a few days ago, and the video's gone up exclusively at InfoWars.com and ProjectVeritas.com. Clinton delegate explains how Democrats will ban all guns. Democrat operative says Hillary would support total gun ban, that she's met with her, that's the plan, and that they don't want to scare the public. And the full video is up on InfoWars.com. They're in a bar, a restaurant. They're talking to her. This woman has a police escort. She's a Hillary alternate. This is really, really creepy, but they're being more honest now in Rolling Stone, the Washington Post, saying it's time to ban the Second Amendment, it's time to repeal it. But then our reporters, we're going to play this in a few minutes. This was 2 hours ago. They ran into people confronting her already from InfoWars and Project Veritas when this article went up at 7 a.m. this morning. 7 a.m. this morning. Within a few hours, she was already being confronted. And I'm going to talk to James O'Keefe about the bombshell. 8 out of 10 people we talked to on the street and inside said they're not for Hillary and that there's going to be a revolt. They're booing Wasserman Schultz. She's having to resign. This is epic. This is so historic. Trump is surging in all the polls. James O'Keefe, let's go over this event, what happened, and then we'll play the latest confrontation. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas.
Hey, thanks, Alex. As you can see, I'm wearing a shirt. It says, I am secretly recording you right now because I'm in Pennsylvania, which is a two-party consent state to tape. We got a Hillary delegate on a hidden camera saying that she wanted to ban all guns, but she has to lie about her intention. She has to say it's common sense gun legislation. And she says, quote, if you just say expletive like that, people will buy into it, unquote. That's what the Hillary delegate said. She didn't know she was being taped. Now we confronted her here in Philadelphia and got her unbelievable reaction. She grabbed this sign here, which is a quote from the video, and she grabbed it and she ran away as police officers chased her. And you guys have that video as well.
We're going to play that stunning video in a moment. Of course, this is so fitting, sir, that George Washington is behind you, at, standing in front of Independence Hall, radiating out liberty with his hand stretched forward, like his hand is on the nation right now, as Philadelphia is infested with the establishment scum of the earth.
Well, I mean, it's incredible, and we are here in Philadelphia, and that is George Washington. He's pointing right at the camera, actually. But what's remarkable is in this video is how honest they are and how she just basically said, we have to lie to the public. We have to mislead the public. Here's how we do a bait and switch. Those are her words, bait and switch. And she was so shocked that we caught up with her this morning. I mean, she came outside the hotel. The hotel kicked us out. Everyone in there is filming. All the media is filming. Of course, they kicked me out. Because I'm the one filming. They don't like the fact that I'm filming. And I've got my shirt on. I've got a camera here. Everyone can see me. But they kicked me out. And then she came out of the hotel, grabbed the sign, ran back in, and started crying. This is a Hillary delegate on video today. So it is. It's just launched. It's going around. And we're calling it hashtag to catch a delegate.
Like, and her name is Mary Bayer. And by the way, that's a great hashtag. But I want to create a new one that names Project Veritas in our story at InfoWars. I want to create a new one, and you're better at this than I am sometimes. What's the tagline to call her the new Gruber discovered? Because
that's
remember,
right.
Gruber said, thank God they're all so dumb. We've got to sneak it through. I'm going to double and triple their prices. He
right.
loves me. I'm the best liar. And then
it is
said, oh,
very Gruber. It is very Gruber-like. The new Gruber or something like that. Her name is Mary Bayer. She's a Hillary delegate.
How about Mary Bayer Gruber is the hashtag?
Mary Bayer Gruber. That's the hashtag on Twitter.
I'm sorry. This is just so epic. I mean, you are literally devastating the enemy right now. Please continue.
Yeah, so we have this video. We just confronted her. She's actually texting me. This is Mary Bayer. She just texted me moments before I came on here. And she's like, you seem like such a nice guy. I thought you were there. So
yeah, back off. We just want to steal the election and take your guns, sweetheart. Why don't you let us sneak through your window at night like vampires and drink your kids' blood?
And as we were walking out of the hotel and people saw we were Project Veritas, not everyone here dislikes us. We had a number of Bernie supporters come up. One of them, one of the African-American Bernie supporter came up to me and said, you know, Hillary people actually said racial slurs to us. They said, quote, just go back to where you came from. So this is just a total circus here.
Well, that's my experience. That's key. And I don't just say this. Growing up in a Republican family, I mean, we were Christians. We were taught white people had done bad things, but that abolitionists were trying to fix it, and we had to try to be a good society. And then I would get around Democrats in my life, in the East, but also in Texas. And when they close the door, man, they are like KKK members. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. And when we go behind closed doors, like we did with Mary Bayer in that bar in California, they admit to us exactly what their intentions are. And again, the quote is, you got to say you want common sense gun legislation. You say blank like that and people will buy into it, unquote. You can, quote, bait and switch them. This is what this California delegate says. So we're about to go back to the California delegation and ask each and every one of them, is she going to continue to be a delegate? Do you stand behind these comments? We tried to do that. We got kicked out of the hotel. We're going to go back in.
Unbelievable. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to put out the hashtag Mary Bayer Gruber.
Gruber.
And then explain that link to the fact that she is the new Gruber. And we can have a memes of Gruber saying, thank God the American people don't have a good attention span. I was hired to lie, and then have her quotes about, we've got to bait and switch them, but Hillary does plan to ban all the guns. These are quotes.
This seems to be a common theme. This is a common theme with all of our videos where they lie to the American people. Just be honest. Say what you're going to do. If this is what you want to do,
these are rat-like scum. These are rat-like scum. I mean, these people are scum.
Well, all you got to do is be honest about it. It's fine to be scum. Just say, hey, I'm going to ban all guns, and here's what I'm going to do. But instead, common sense gun legislation. But if we finally have the admission, so now we're going to spend the rest of the day. I probably have hours of video. I'm probably going to get assaulted. I might even get detained. But I'm going to ask everyone if they agree with this or not.
Sure. Do you mind if we embed one of our reporters with you?
Sure. I think a couple of you guys are here standing over there. That's great. I think we got a convention pass. And we're going to try to get into the building.
We've got some, too, as well. I mean, I know you're with one of our crews right now, but I mean, just unbelievable. I'm sorry if I gush sometimes. Just all the victories you have. It's an example for everybody, and I just want to defeat these people. Do you think I'm exaggerating when I say I think there's going to be a giant revolt? They're already revolting. Almost everyone we talk to, our reporters say, is actually hate Hillary. They see through it. We have video of this. It's collapsing. These emails have come out showing they plan to steal it, to send their people dressed as Bernie people to the Trump rallies. I mean, they've been caught. This is incredible.
Yeah, the WikiLeaks thing happened over the weekend. So whereas the WikiLeaks focused on the emails, and in those emails you see the collusion, there's actually an admission in one of those emails, by the way, that they should deceptively edit video of Trump. First of all, we never said that. But they were caught saying we should deceptively edit video. There's a collusion. A political reporter was pre-screening his emails by the DNC. So there's a collusion with NBC, CBS, ABC News, with the DNC. That's why no one's reporting on that scandal. So whereas WikiLeaks released emails, we are releasing video. This is not just email. This is video from inside the DNC delegation describing how they're going to sell crap to the American public and how they're going to frame it. It's on video, folks. It's right there. So now you just got to put pressure on these people and say, do you or do you not condone this?
Project Veritas leader James O'Keefe is our guest. The articles are on Infowars.com. They're also on the Project Veritas website. Everyone needs to go there, ProjectVeritas.com, and get the video and the article out to everyone. Bottom line, Hillary operative caught saying they're going to bait and switch American people, that she plans to ban guns, close quote, a devastating victory because it shows the evil. This is the new Gruber. We have the new Gruber. We have her now. And the other delegates are just as arrogant. We talked to the one saying, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm a superdelegate. It doesn't matter how you vote. Hillary's going to get in. You know, we had that guy in New Hampshire. We need to now get all this video back out to the public, new and old, to expose just how arrogant. I believe they've jumped the shark, Mr. O'Keefe. I think we're seeing the fall of the system right now.
I think you're seeing a slow revolt. I'm going to have more to report on today because we're walking around. But I think this WikiLeaks thing, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out. I think people are fed up. And what's happening behind closed doors, we're getting it on tape now. We got the emails and we have the video. So this is the beginning. This is a tipping point today. And I ran into Tom Brokaw. He saw the video. I mean, we're on the front lines here. So we're going to have a lot more to report.
Let's think about how viral this is going. It was posted this morning, and you saw Tom Brokaw, and he'd already seen it. People are already confronting her. When we come back, I want to play that clip. You're with us for another 10 minutes till 30 after, James. And I want also, if you can, with our camera crew, to walk over beneath George Washington, if we can, with Independence Hall right behind you, because I want George Washington right there beside you, because I tell you, you're a modern George Washington, a modern Paul Revere, and everybody out there doing what James is doing. More and more citizen journalists have read his book. More and more people are taking action, and we're seeing this everywhere, where we've got eyes and ears everywhere, and their arrogance is bringing them down.
That's right. We got eyes and ears everywhere. And if you're stealing, lying, or cheating, or misleading the public, we will find you, we will film you, and we will make you an internet sensation, which is what Mary Bayer Gruber, that's the new hashtag, the new Jonathan Gruber, Mary Bayer Gruber, has been caught on tape scheming and doing.
And I'm sorry. She is a villain about how they're conning people and how they're going to rob us of our rights that the country was founded when they came to take the guns. And they just are so arrogant, and their arrogance is coming to an end. What is it about traitors that they're always so arrogant, think they're invincible?
There's nothing wrong with being that way. You just got to be honest about it. I'm just asking people to be straightforward about their views, and that's what we're getting
all
on
right.
tape doing.
James, we're going to come right back with the man behind Project Veritas straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
James O'Keefe is our guest. I want to play a few minutes of video with our reporters today running into Clinton delegate Mary Bayer Gruber. And this is Mary Bayer Bayer is her real name, but Gruber, because she thinks we're all dumb and idiots, and she has to deceive us to get our guns, and Hillary will get our guns. Let's play part of this clip. Here it is.
It's on YouTube. It's on Alex Jones right now.
Who is Alex Jones?
He's a journalist, and I'm James O'Keefe on Project Veritas.
And so can you tell me what your place of all your organization
is?
It's
to expose the truth and expose lies and corruption from people
so
like you.
No, you're saying I told a lie.
You did. It's on video.
What is my lie?
You said, quote, you got to say you want common sense gun legislation. You say like that, people buy
it. What did somebody say to me to say that? Wait, was it like 4 years ago?
He said, how do you ban guns? And he said, you explain how to do it.
If you guys want to go to
her question, so they had to go, and then I guess we'll keep saying they've got more video that's going to be coming where she grabs the sign and runs off. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's James O'Keefe with one of our reporters picking it up on tape. This is just amazing. James, what else does she do?
Well, she came outside. That's the first video we sent to you. We airdropped it to one of your producers here, but she came outside, and she grabbed the sign. This is the sign here with her quote on it. From the video where she describes how she's going to ban all the guns and mislead the people. And she goes into the building, runs in the convenience store, and starts crying. And I'm chasing after her because she's got my sign. I'm trying to get my sign back. And the police are chasing after her. And she goes into this corner of the convenience store, starts crying. She cannot believe she was caught on videotape. She does not believe this.
So she wants to steal our guns. Now she steals your sign. As if somehow that will hide what she's done. I can't wait to see this footage. We didn't get it in the airdrop yet. Please try to resend it. We're going to do a big story on this, James.
We will definitely get it to you. And then the Marriott, there's like thousands of journalists, hundreds of journalists inside this Marriott, and they're all filming. And the law enforcement people are like, all right, so you can't film in here. Well, everyone's filming in there, but we can't film in there. She's stealing my sign. It's just a crazy series of events. And then after the convenience store, Tom Brokaw walks over and looks at the video. So we're starting to get people's attention, and this woman, Mary Bayer, and you said Mary Bayer, what was your hashtag, Alex?
Mary Bayer Gruber.
Gruber, because she's the new John Gruber, because John...
That's right. Let's do a hashtag that says New John Gruber Discovered, and then we'll have the other one, too, but New John Gruber, New John Gruber, and then Mary Bayer Gruber.
Yeah, so she's texting me, this Mary Bayer delegate, my cell phone. And she's saying, you seem like such a nice guy. I didn't.
How did she get your cell phone?
Well, I had to get her down to the lobby. So we called her and said, hey, you know, we'd like to ask you a few questions. So she called back and now she's texting. So she's shocked. She's in a state of shock about the fact that she was caught on this video.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think the police tend to sit there? Because I had the Young Turks physically attack me, spit in my face after one of their people invited me up. Then the guys were screaming off camera like he's one of my people. We've now figured out what they were doing, making a disturbance. That's the same guy that runs around and spits in my face. And then they called the cops and said I did something to them, that I'd physically done something. The cops told me. And I told the cops, no, they're lying. Look, I've been spit on. And they said, okay, do you want us to press charges? And I said, no. And then they start bringing our YouTube videos down because they were on the YouTube set. I mean, this is crazy.
It is crazy. I mean, the police are pretty good. I mean, they were trying to, I mean, this individual, Mary Bayer, was going nuts. She was walking into the convenience store.
No, I understand they chased her down the second time.
They chased her in there. They tried to get the sign. And then they said, sir, we're trying to deal with the situation. And then the hotel security kicked us out, said, you can't film in here. Everyone is filming inside that hotel. Everyone. And I even have a shirt, as I said before, Alex, I'm in Pennsylvania. It's a two-party consent state to film. It says, I am recording you right now. So everyone has the consent required to film. But we are going to go back, Alex, to that hotel. We are going to go back to the California delegation with this sign and ask for comment from every
Amazing.
Single individual.
ProjectVeritas.com, James O'Keefe. We're going after the break, after I play these folks that are against Hillary, these Bernie supporters, this viral video that Drudge has as his top story at DrudgeReport.com. We're going to play that, and then I'm going to go to my crew, David Knight and others, inside the convention. But I would love later to see you go down Media Row, because I predict someone in Media Row, I predict if they see James O'Keefe is going to flip out, they're so scared of you. What do you think?
I absolutely will do that. I've got a pass from one of the guys here gave one to me, and I'm going to walk around all day like this, I promise you, people are going to freak out. This will be one person I talk to.
You're amazing.
So
James O'Keefe, we're going to be following you. Let's go to the convention with you. God bless you. We'll be talking to you soon, sir.
Thanks.
Wow, James O'Keefe, I've talked to him all week long. Amazing. Amazing. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kind. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grimm, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The animating contest of liberty, isn't it? It's good. You see, the more we resist evil, the stronger we get, and the more the universe opens up. The more you see, the more you want to see. And then you reach that moment where you know for sure, for certain, the soul never dies, and that you've already transcended the enemy. Yeah, your shadow is not taller than your soul. Oh, there's a lady we all know. All right, a very exciting time. We're in the next 5-10 minutes. We're going to be connecting with David Knight and the rest of the crew inside the DNC. And we are basically chronicling the major revolt that is already taking place. Also, we're going to be going up and down Media Row, also getting information out to the public. We're talking to people outside. That's where the really important stuff is going on in many cases. And we're going to be here live for 28 hours live starting Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, right through the supposed coronation, the battle. They're going to try tonight. So the InfoWars Nightly News is going to be so important to just get the delegate thing out of the way and certify it and clamp it down and act like it's no big deal. But then all hell's going to break loose. And then you're just going to see more happen over the next few days. This is a big, big deal. So the 28-hour Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant is launching. And we have a countdown at Infowars.com/giant. We're going to have crew on the ground. We're going to be working out of all these studios, Watson out of the London studios, and more. And it's not a money bomb. It is basically something that's even more effective. It's a big sale fundraiser. And you can obviously see what we do every single year, how we exponentially, logarithmically, just growing and engaging the globalists. There is no media outlet in the world other than DrudgeReport.com that has a small operation that reaches this many people. And that's why you see the Federal Elections Commission and others licking their chops, wanting to go after free speech and admitting it. They're not just going after the Second Amendment. They're going, I've got stacks of news here about the attack on the Internet, Bloomberg News, China bans Internet news reporting, Internet news reporting, period, as media crackdown widens. You just can't report news even if they agree with it. Law is suspended. Turkish lawyers report abuse of coup detainees. Massive torture. China internet regulator finds website over reporting. This is happening in Europe as well with the jihadis. Turkey targets media, new crackdown. What do you think it is when the BBC and all the rest of the media suddenly won't say terrorists, or the guy's named Ali, they won't show his name? They say his name's David. Why not just say, you know, that David Jones did it? Why not just say that the Easter Bunny did it? We also have a story Paul Watson wrote about it up on Infowars.com that deals with all of that. If they stole the election and have almost completed that from Bernie Sanders, then what are they willing to do in the general election? If they're going to rob one bank, would they rob two? Since they've already been caught, they're on the run, basically. Backs against the wall. They'd rob two, they'd rob three, they'd rob four, they'd rob five. Because if she gets into office, Katie, bar the door. Get ready. Drums from the deep. They're coming. Drums. Wow. The only hope we have, and it's a big hope, it's a sure hope if we take action, is to just hit them with everything we've got, call them out for the crooked Hillary she is. Trump has led the way as the nominee to call her a criminal, to expose world government, to expose she's a Chinese agent. He's made it safe for everybody else to do what I've been doing forever, hitting the barbed wire. We are the shock troops. We've done our job. Now everybody else got to come to the breach with us, and we're going to take this sucker down and restore the republic. We got to bring down the world government because it's meant to bring us down, fundamentally. Now, we are running some specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of this Operation Sleeping Giant is 10% off across the board at InfoWars Life on the nutraceuticals. We have an all-new Hillary for Prison t-shirt, third generation out. That is literally on the verge of selling out. And then there's going to be Generation 4, which probably will be the last generation because the election will be over by then, and we'll see which way it goes. Then it'll be the, I guess, the impeach Hillary shirt, or who knows, will even be around then. I mean, this is kind of make it or break it time, isn't it? That's why we're all in. And then we have the new Hillary, whole election derailing rape shirt. Bill Clinton smiling, looks like an Obama hope posterized communist shirt. And it says rape on it. And boy, it's already getting attention everywhere. You want to trigger one of these idiots, get it. It's now available at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And, of course, they're just going to be shipping out Wednesday. The truck manufacturing them is almost here. It's that new of a shirt. Won't be shipping out till later in the week. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, where to begin here, ladies and gentlemen? Where to start? We're about to go to our reporters here in a few minutes, but first, let's go to DrudgeReport.com, at least earlier. I don't have it up right now. It was an image of Hillary Clinton, and it's still there, burning hot. And you click on the story, and you see an InfoWars story, Bernie voters hate Hillary. Proof Trump can win in November, Hillary splitting her own base. It's beyond that. I mean, almost every Hillary supporter we run into can hardly talk. They're a very small minority there, be they black or white. There's a huge contingent of communist Chinese operatives, obviously, there. And you've got mad populist people, a lot of them saying they're going to vote for Trump. Or they're saying they're going to vote for a third-party person. Why would you throw your vote away? I always want to build a third party whenever there's not a choice. I mean, when it's McCain versus Obama, I said vote third party. I was kind of stupid because McCain was the alternate for Obama. He was just the stand-in, like somebody, as I've said before, in a Don King boxing match. But I tell you, now there is no choice here. Do not vote Gary Johnson. Do not vote other parties. Vote Donald Trump or you are insane. And I've been canvassing Democrats I know, the ones that are somewhat intelligent, and all of them are saying, I'm not going to vote for Hillary, even though they're in Texas. They say, what's the point, though, because she's going to take Texas. She might cheat and say she won Texas. That's how evil and over the top she is. You got to vote no matter where you are. It's all going to be very, very effective as a statement as well. But the Democrats I talk to are not voting for Hillary. I mean, I don't know where they are. So let's go ahead and go to this report that is, again, on InfoWars.com.
My message is to Hillary Clinton, drop out. You have made a mockery of our democracy.
She's not a progressive candidate, and I don't intend to vote for her in November. I'll be voting for Jill Stein if the Democratic establishment has their way and proceeds with the coronation of Hillary, despite the will of the people being behind Bernie Sanders.
How would you describe Hillary in your own words?
I think I'll go with Donald Trump's on this one. She's crooked.
She's part of the Clinton crime family, and then she needs to be put in prison right away. What her and Debbie Wasserman Schultz did to you?
Hillary Clinton's followers have no problem, and they have denied election fraud.
Hillary Clinton is in a syndicate that is controlling or attempting to control all of our government, and no one seems to care about it. I care. I'm outraged. I want to defend my right to vote. I don't want government corruption.
She's the picture of corruption.
I mean, you're looking for all of us to go first, and I'll be interviewed today. So
well, I mean, she's been corrupt since 92.
Yeah.
When Bill was elected. And now it's just getting that much worse. I mean, she made, what, $21 million from speaking to different banks and Wall Streeters?
Yeah. Well, do you think a lot of those, quote, speaking fees were kickbacks or deals?
I think anyone who doesn't is naive.
Now, listen, Hillary Clinton, I didn't vote for you in 08. I voted for Obama because he wasn't you. You know what? You're a liar. You're a cheat. We don't raise our children to act this way. And you're going to further it? You got superdelegates that you bought before the election? I'm in Michigan, Hillary. We uncrowned you, you fracking queen. And I'm going to tell you what. All your superdelegates that are standing behind you in Michigan, the finger isn't on them when it comes August and November to vote. We're voting you out. We're going for a new Congress. You don't win anything because we're not going away. Our job is just beginning, and our job is to shut you down. F you, Hillary Clinton.
And all day I've noticed a disconnect between Bernie supporters and Hillary Clinton. I've interviewed probably nearly a dozen people so far at several different protests. I had not one of them told me they were going to vote for Hillary.
No.
No.
I haven't found, the only Hillary supporters I've found here is CNN.
CNN, and that I probably should say that. That's kind of mean, actually. But I haven't run into any Hillary supporters either.
So, what do you think about Hillary Clinton's support for TPP?
I think it's phony. Basically, she called it the Gold Rule of trade agreements. Now, during the campaign, she flip-flopped and tried to keep up with Bernie Sanders. She'll pass it. They're going to try to pass it through after November between her and then. If they don't pass it then, I'm sure she's going to make a good excuse to pass it. I don't trust her. I'm not voting for her. Simple as that. I'm not voting for a corporation.
Hillary cheats. Now, the last couple of weeks, she's not up in double digits against Trump. She's into 2 or 4 points.
For losing.
She is losing in swing states, which has not happened in decades.
They'll support Jill Stein. Some of them might go to Gary Johnson. Some might go to Stein. But I would say 80% of them are not voting for Hillary.
If they want to anoint that little effing whatever she is, we're going to lose to Trump. And it's on them. The games that they played and what they have done to us. Good luck in November. You don't have our vote. You don't have our money. And Trump's going to flatten you like a pancake, Hillary.
Unbelievable truth. And I've got to say it. Those are the Democrats I always knew that were on fire, smart, knew what was going on. I disagreed with the wealth redistribution, but I could get their points because the globalists are always able to screw over a capitalist system and corrupt it. They can just corrupt socialism even worse. That's the Democrats I've grown up around and the type of people that, you know, when I was on the air 18, 19 years ago, that people would say I was a liberal sometimes because I liked a lot of them. But you run into other Democrats. We're going to play this later. The only ones we found, you have to understand that liked Hillary are like zombies, okay? I mean, I'm not kidding. We didn't just go find people go, oh, you're showing a mentally ill person. No. They're either like weird criminal managers who are real snake-like, or they're just these victims, these Renfields, you know, that follow the vampires around. And this is all archetypal, folks. They're like Igor or something, and that's why that's in all that literature, is the minion of the crook. He's like, just a little stupid gremlin or something, and it's scary when you're out there with them. You're like, my God, these people are dangerous. Now, David Knight is in the convention, an amazing shot via Skype, inside for Infowars.com. David, I don't think I've ever seen such epic developments across the board with everything that's happening. I mean, even if they steal this today and tomorrow, they hope to shut down this rebellion. It's so massive, we can find no one. I mean, like 80% literally do not support Hillary outside or more. This is going to be huge. David, what do you think is happening right now?
David Knight from Infowars.com here at the 2016 Democrat National Convention. Alex, you're absolutely right. That report that you just played from Kit Daniels, who, by the way, is on the other side of this camera, shows that what they've got going on here is a grassroots rebellion that never developed at the GOP convention. They tried to push that narrative. They said there was going to be a walkout. And the people who were protesting outside the GOP convention were people that were Democrats. But this is an internal protest. And what we've seen happen with these email leaks this last week, I think, is epic. This is like the Snowden leaks, what they showed us about the NSA. We'd had NSA whistleblowers for quite some time. We'd been talking about it. Others had been talking about what was going on with dragnet surveillance of the American people. But it wasn't until we got the actual documents from Ed Snowden that it really put this under, you know, put it to the ground. And that's what we're seeing here at the Democrat convention. Everybody knew this was rigged. Everybody was talking about all the rigging that was going on. But now they see it. And I think, Alex, one of the things that's key is they now see the fact that it's not only the Democrat National Committee that was working with Hillary against Bernie Sanders, but it's also the mainstream media. The collusion between people at Politico sending her articles before they get published for approval. The idea that the Washington Post would hold fundraisers for her even after the DNC lawyer said, hey, that's not exactly legal.
Yeah, she sends out the talking points. She's above the law. And all of this collusion does is add incendiary to the fire. I mean, I think they're arrogant. I think they're miscalculating, David.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think Bernie Sanders miscalculated. We all did. We all groaned when he said, I'm tired of hearing about those damn emails. Well, I bet he's not tired of hearing about the damn emails now. His supporters certainly aren't. Even if he is okay with this, if he's going to play around with this and go along with what's happening, his supporters
are very angry. He's not going to be able to suppress his voters. If he tries it, they're going to get mad at him too. They should all vote for Trump.
That's right. Well, one of the things that they're talking about, of course, Hillary's press is talking about how pleased Wall Street is with her pick for Vice President, Kane. They're talking about how all these bankers are coming down to the convention here from New York. And, you know, Alex, I think we probably got more bankers here than they did at Bilderberg, circling Hillary, seeing what they can get from these people. And that's the key. That's the other thing that's getting the people who supported Bernie Sanders very upset. And that is the fact that, you know, Hillary was against, was for TPP before she was against it. And then she picked Kane, who is for it in every regard. So
sure. Let me ask you this question. Levels. My gut tells me, and I've asked people, and they say it, that as soon as you talk to a Democrat, I go, who are you really voting for? It's okay. I won't tell. They go, I'm going to vote for Trump because he's better on trade. And the outside, you know, is against him. And I don't want to throw my vote away. So when we talk to these folks, most of them say they're going to vote for a third party candidate. But I bet you when they get a twinkle in their eye, when they say the word Trump, that most of them are going to go Trump.
Well, you know, Alex, if they don't want TPP, they're not going to have a choice except for Trump in most states. Jill Stein is the only other candidate besides Trump who said she's come out against that. She's not on very many ballots. And Gary Johnson is totally for it. So when you look at a lot of these issues, they're not going to have, if they're issue-based, the issues that they say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you vote for Gary Johnson, you might as well jump off a cliff, okay? Stay there, David. I'm going to come right back with you and more. And then in the third hour, I'm going to open the phones up. Then Leanne McAdoo is coming up. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We've all been taught that when you die, and if you're good, you go to heaven. What if you found out that when you die, you don't go to heaven, but you sleep in the grave and await a resurrection? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really in heaven at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet!
Get up! Eject! Escape from the prison planet! Get up! Eject! Escape from the prison planet!
Austin, Texas. The voice of human liberty. The InfoWar. I'm only one of many. Fighting for freedom. Folks playing this music, they're in the InfoWar. They hate the globalist clutch. That's why the music's so good. They got the soul and the will to resist. David Knight is joining us in this segment and into the next, maybe even a little bit longer. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 800-259-9231, on anything happening, on the Project Veritas info, on the delegates rebelling, on the hacked emails. There is so much going on, so much happening, so much unfolding. 800-259-9231. I'd especially like to hear from Bernie people. After all this came out, yesterday Roger Stone was right again. It's in there that they sent people to do the Trump protests, had them dress up like Bernie folks. That's in the emails, but the media's not focusing on that. But they know that more of it's coming out as the real media looks at it. So she's, quote, stepped down to now work for Hillary, as if she didn't always work for Hillary. David, what do you expect to happen? Do they have any chance at blocking these superdelegates because they're just stealing it? And does that really matter? Because the fact that they're stealing it will let everybody know that we now officially have had her coronated and the election suspended. So then if she tries to steal it from Trump, I don't see that working. I mean, I can tell you the big news.
I don't think there's going to be rebellion here, Alex, except from the grassroots. I don't think Bernie is going to have the guts to lead that. I think he's going to play nice. But the grassroots are very upset about this. You know, I saw a sign that said that Hillary is a Lance Armstrong of politics.
She's the new Lance Armstrong. We need to put that out. Hillary is the new Lance Armstrong at InfoWars.com. We need a story saying that.
Except she's playing us for the dopes, and her steroids are the Wall Street bankers that are financing her. And
well, Lance Armstrong didn't try to steal our guns, though. He didn't try to steal our elections. He just cheated like everybody else did.
That's right. You know, it's interesting, too, when we look at this, there's another doping scandal that's going on. Of course, that's the Russian doping scandal. But, you know, they're supposed to remove all the Russians from the Olympics because of a doping scandal. But it's no problem for Hillary because no matter what she does, she sails through. There's absolutely no accountability for her with any of this.
Let me ask you this. What does your gut tell you if she steals the nomination, steals the election? We know Trump's way ahead. I can tell you the Trump people are meeting. I can tell you the highest levels know she's going to try to steal. I'm just going to leave it at that. And that they've got plans to block it, just like they blocked the Republicans from stealing it. Trump knows what he's doing. What do you expect to happen, though, if she was able to steal it? She'll be such a dead duck politically, everyone will know she's a dictator.
Yeah, I know, but everybody knew that Bill Clinton was a dictator, and he was able to get away with a lot. You know, we go back to that report that I talked about, Bill breaking the glass ceiling, but for banks, not for women.
No, I know. I mean, I know, but Clinton really got elected, though. Clinton really got elected. I mean, we have a lady who was installed as a nominee. That means she's a fraudulent president.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely a criminal. And I think it's interesting, Alex, when we look at the way they're trying to distract and muddy the water, you know, with the idea that this is about the Russians. Well, if the Russians are the ones that are doing this, don't you think the Russians were able to get her secrets as well? They don't want to talk about that. They would never talk about the fact that the FBI director said, yeah, the secure emails, the top secret emails that got off of her unsecured server. We have to assume that went into a lot of people.
And of course, you know, David, that the more is going to come whoever hacked this. So maybe that's about to get released. The 33,000 she deleted. Oh, the Russians are like, oh, sorry, we have a copy of that for you.
You know, it's interesting you said that, Alex, because that's one of the things I was going to say. Wayne Madsen, as we're over here, got a phone call from one of his sources in Washington, said there are a lot more documents that are about to be released.
Well, that's our intel as well.
Yeah.
Oh, how horrible. The Russians exposed the UN plan to carbon tax and kill billions. Oh, they're horrible. We'll be right back, David Knight, in 70 seconds. He's inside the convention hall. You can see the free feeds at InfoWars.com/show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.